The parasail soared like a condor through the notch in the rim. Austin looked down into the yawning caldera, put the glider into a lazy spiral into the crater, and looked for a good landing site. "Hey, what's that down there?" Zavala pointed to the base of the slope where the road ended. "Looks like a herd of cows." Austin squinted through the lens of his goggles. "Too furry to be cows. Maybe they're yaks." Zavala called his attention to another section of the green area. "I'll be damned," Austin said. "People." The group stood near the edge of the boulder field. As the paraglider drifted lower, Austin saw someone club another person to the ground. A third figure rushed to the aid of the fallen figure but was jerked away. The paraglider was low enough for Austin to see a flash of blonde hair. "I think we just found Carla Janus," Austin said. The leader of the ivory hunters peeled back his thin lips in a grin that revealed his bad teeth. He spoke in Russian, and his three murderous cohorts appeared from behind the rocks where they had been hiding.
"What are those?" he said, pointing at the mammoths. "Sheep?" "No," Schroeder said. "They're butterflies."
He was unprepared for the fury of the hunter's response. The Russian didn't like being humiliated in front of his men. He let out a feral snarl, raised his gun like a club, and slashed Schroeder across the face with the barrel. As Schroeder crumpled to the ground, the last thing he heard was Carla's scream. The thug had one arm around Carla's neck, his fingers entwined in her hair. The palm of his other hand was pressed against her face so that she could hardly breathe. But that didn't mean he and his men couldn't have some fun with the beautiful young woman. He removed his hand from her face and pulled down the zipper of her jacket. Frustrated by the layers of warm weather clothing underneath, he cursed and knocked her to the ground. One of his men shouted. The leader caught a brief glimpse of an overhead shadow when he looked up. His mouth dropped in amazement. A two-headed man was swooping down on him from out of the sky. When the distance narrowed to a couple of hundred feet, Austin started blazing away with both handguns. He aimed off to the side to avoid hitting Carla. Her captors ran for their lives. With Carla out of the way, Austin was free to aim at his fleeing targets, but it was difficult to get a clear shot while he was moving. Zavala yelled at Austin to get ready to land. He tucked one gun into its holster, the other in his belt. They attempted to land on their feet, but they had come in too fast. They hit the ground and lurched forward onto their hands and knees. Luckily, the low-lying vegetation cushioned the impact. They quickly unstrapped the power unit. While Zavala rolled up the lines to the sail, Austin went over to the blonde woman who was kneeling beside an older man. "Miss Janus?" Austin said. She glanced up at Austin with her striking gray eyes.
"Who are you?"
"Kurt Austin. My friend Joe and I have been looking for you. You all right?"
"Yes, I'm fine," she said. "My uncle needs help."
Austin dug a first aid kit out of his pack. The man was still conscious. He lay on his back with his eyes open. He could have been anywhere from 65 to 75 years old, but it was hard to tell because his long-jawed face was covered with blood that flowed from lacerations on the cheek and brow. Austin had barely started his first aid when the man said, "That's enough. Help me up." With Austin's aid, Schroeder struggled to stand. He was a tall man, several inches over Austin's 6'1". Carla put her arm around her uncle's waist.
"Are you all right?"
"I'm a tough old lizard," he said. "It's you I'm worried about."
"I'm okay, thanks to these two men."
Austin noticed the evident bond between the older man and the young woman. He introduced himself and Zavala.
"My name is Schroeder," the man said. "Thank you for your help. How did you find us?"
"We talked to a woman named Maria Arbatov."
"Maria, how is she?" Carla said.
"She's going to be fine, but her husband and two other men were murdered. I assume they were your fellow scientists. There was another man we couldn't identify."
Carla glanced at Schroeder, who said, "He attacked Carla. I had to stop him. This is a dangerous place. They'll be back. They have automatic weapons and we're totally exposed out here."
"This is your neighborhood," Austin said. "Where can we find cover?"
Schroeder pointed to the base of the slope that came down from the rim of the caldera.
"Down there, in the city."